Money FM 89.3, Best of the Evening Runway. Under the Radar.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and it's now time for Under the Radar with me, Chua Tian Tian. Now, this is a conversation you would want to listen out, especially if you have an elderly family member at home. Now, started as a R&D team consisting of a group of engineers from the ASTAR, or Agency of Science, Technology and Research, SoundEye is a social enterprise that uses sound recognition and radar sensors to detect abnormal events, such as when an elderly member gets out of bed or stands up from a wheelchair. Now, more notably, the startup aims to detect falls and calls for help without the use of CCTVs to ensure privacy. The firm currently serves clients within and out of the elderly market, including the Tai Hua Kwan Nursing Home, the Bishan Home, the Cerebral Palsy Alliance Singapore, and even the Changi Airport Group. Now, I recently completed a number of projects related to surveillance and bed exit monitoring in a nursing home in Japan as well. Now, meanwhile, SoundEye is part of the Sustainable Impact Accelerator program by RAISE and Quest Ventures. It also works closely with government agencies here in Singapore and has secured subsidies for up to 80% of its projects as of last May, based on a report by KR Asia. But what is the strategic value of working with this group of players, and how does the firm intend to rapidly scale up its business? Lots of questions, and joining me in the studio is Yao Ki Tan, CEO at SoundEye. Yao Ki, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on board, Yao Ki. And we've briefly talked about SoundEye as this social enterprise that uses sound recognition and radar sensors to detect abnormal events, like when an elderly family member gets out of bed or stands up from a wheelchair. And this is done without the use of cameras. So before we get started, could you describe in more granularity the products and services you provide? Are we solely looking at tackling the issue of elderly monitoring? Are you aiming to disrupt the CCTV market?
SoundEye is a deep tech and AI social enterprise spun off from Agency for Science, Technology and Research, in short, that's ASTAR. We focus on using sound recognition and depth imaging technology. In other words, it's a laser sensor to detect abnormal events such as falls, bed exits, body contact, human counting, abnormal sound for aged care, healthcare, and surveillance domain. Question regarding whether we are disrupting the CCTV market, I think the answer to that is yes and no. Yes, because our solution is totally different from a normal CCTV system. Normal cameras has two fundamental issues. First, it does not work in the dark, and it intrudes privacy as well. Lasso is using a depth imaging technology to see the world. In other words, it blasts out millions of lights to the environment. When the light hits the surface, it will be reflected back to the device. Hence, what we are able to generate is a image of light reflections. We are not using any software to mask anything. Hence, we are able to achieve privacy, and it works in the environment regardless whether it's hot, cold, bright, or dark. Lasso also complies to Synapse cybersecurity requirements that allows us to deploy to any hospitals in Singapore.
Right.
We are not competing with CCTV, because CCTV is still required in common areas for surveillance. However, CCTV cannot be placed in areas that require certain privacy. That is where SoundEye Lasso comes in.
Lasso is actually your product. And then you mentioned about, you know, sending light rays. We are talking about invisible light rays. They are not visible to the human eye. Is it correct?
Yes, exactly. It's using a class 1 eye safe laser. Hence, it's not going to harm anyone's eye.
Yeah. Okay. And given the products and services you provide, Yao Ki, how would you then describe SoundEye's value proposition and business model? Would you consider SoundEye to operate in the sound recognition market, or is it in the elderly care market then?
When I first started SoundEye, I was too engrossed in aged care domain. However, as customers use SoundEye and the words gets out, people find out about us, they start to ask us whether we can do this and that. I guess that led us to have business opportunities related to surveillance as well. And also that, thanks to the surveillance business that we have, we managed to get ourselves into the healthcare business in a way. That is when I started to shift my thinking of designing solutions that are universal, that's not only for one, but for multiple domains. This provides us with more business opportunity to generate more business revenue. to help us to sustain as well. I'm not sure about other industry peers, but I like to challenge the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we be doing cloud computing, use high resolution images or use high frame rate to perform vision analytics? Why? I always ask myself, why can't we do things a bit simpler at a lower cost as well? Unlike others, I employ very low frame rate, low resolution image, and we're performing vision analytics not on the cloud, but inside the device.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of benefit of doing so. For example, we are able to reduce the cost as we don't need to lay any network cables throughout the building, no cloud computing, and does not require any large network storage as well.
Right.
At SoundEye, we are definitely going for the design principle of less is more.
Right. So if I were to summarize, it would mean that you are expanding your sites, not just looking at the elderly market, that was a starting point, now also surveillance as well. And you're also, in terms of positioning, you're looking at lower cost designs as well, cost efficiency in that sense.
Exactly. So I guess it's using the same technology. I guess why not we use it for other domains as well?
Right.
In terms of a practicality of the business model, while as a researcher, I can use any expensive devices, solutions or methods. I think when doing a business, we have to be agile and really look into how do we bring value to the customers without costing too high.
Since you talk about business model, right, what is your business model? Do you go by a contract basis? Do you go by a per unit basis? What is the average deal size then?
So I guess we're pretty flexible on all this. Different customers will have different requirements. So we do have business model related to hardware sale. We also do annual subscription as well, or a mixture in a way.
Okay, and let's take a look at where things are for SoundEye right now, Yauki. I believe you told KR Asia last May that the firm installed over 2,000 devices here in Singapore. I believe you told me as well, you guys recently completed a project in a nursing home in Japan. So what is your scale of your global operations? How many geographical markets you're in? What is the role of the various markets versus Singapore?
Over the past few years, I've been to Japan, Australia, Vietnam, Thailand, China to explore business opportunities. Each country's startup ecosystem or even the business ecosystem is totally unique and amazing. Working in healthcare and aged care are two very, very challenging domains here. It involves regulation, talking to different stakeholders and the well-being of the beneficiaries as well. If you do the right thing, the solution works and bring value, the national agencies, regardless whether it's in Singapore or other countries, will be eager to work with you. Over the past few years, we have received recognition from agencies related to aged care, social service, healthcare, and even public housing. Hence, Singapore, to be honest, it is a very good place to validate and develop innovative solutions that to conquer the world in a way. I'm currently focusing on Japan market as we receive support from city of Kitakyushu. Kitakyushu is located at the west side of Japan. Enterprise and JETRO has played a big role on this. They have been giving me a lot of support over the past 1 year for us to expand to the Japan market. We also found a Japan conglomerate as a business partner there. So we just completed a nursing home. Next week, I'll be going to Japan again. In fact, almost every month, I'm going to Japan to deploy to another nursing home. So I guess this year, our plan is hopefully generate some revenue in Japan and quickly expand to other countries such as Australia, because I think in the Australian market is also looking for a quality product for aged care and healthcare.
Right. Don't mind me asking this. We talked about last May, as of last May, Singapore 2,000 device rolled out. You mentioned about this project in Japan. What is the number of devices deployed in Singapore versus in Japan right now, if it is convenient for you to share at this point?
I'll be honest. We just started a foray into the Japan market. I think 99% of all the installed devices is still in Singapore.
99%. Okay, then that gives us a skill. Singapore's still around 2,000 or so?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of customers, Yauki, I believe Sound Eye currently serves clients within and out of the elderly market. We're talking about players like the Tai Hua Kwan Nursing Home, the Bishan Home, the Cerebral Palsy Alliance Singapore, and even the Changi Airport Group. So take us through your customer base. Again, going back, what kind of services do they go for? Is it subscription? Is it a per unit basis?
So majority of the customers go for the hardware purchase. Mm-hmm. I guess it's due to the asset tagging, and they want to focus on purchasing assets. Surveillance projects are usually between high five figures and mid six figures, depending on the size of the project. For aged care, we try to give them the best pricing if possible. And to do that, we really spend many, many years collaborating with agencies in Singapore. Mm. So Sound Eye Lasso right now is a green lane product under the Agency of Integrated Care. In other words, aged care facility that would like to employ our solution to in their premise, they are able, the nursing home is able to receive up to 80% mm-hmm. of subsidy.
Oh, okay.
By doing so, we can generate a sustainable business model and yet provide an affordable pricing to our customers.
If I may just try to put things together, right, how much does it cost per unit of your lasso device or your sensors? Is it a sensitive thing at this point?
I guess it varies because yeah. It really depends on the minimum order quantity mm-hmm. as well as the complexity of the building
right.
and the things that we are required to detect and trigger the alert. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I get the hint. But either way, Yauki, don't mind me, we love talking about money here on Money FM. And I believe Sound Eye is part of the Sustainable Impact Accelerator program by Raise and Quest Ventures. You guys also work closely with government agencies here in Singapore, secured subsidies for up to 80% of your projects as of last May, based on that report by KR Asia as well. So question is Sound Eye a revenue and profit generating business at this point in time? How far are you guys bootstrapping and running on subsidies? Subsidies versus running on profits?
I better don't lie on the national radio. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We are not receiving the subsidies directly from any government mm-hmm. agency. It is the customers that receive all this.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't receive much investment ever since back in 2019.
Yeah.
And we survived. We really survived by generating revenue every month. Mm-hmm. Someone is currently working on a few projects simultaneously every month. At this stage, every month, we can only work about two or three projects. At the same time, due to the limited fundings and the resources that I have. At one time, I still recall, that was 2 or 3 weeks ago, the team worked nonstop, practically 30 hours without any sleep, just to complete all the projects that we have. I also have to travel to Japan almost every month.
Mm.
So bullet train is my office really. Sometimes we must tell customers, can we delay the project start date as well? It is a bit embarrassing. Beyond working on innovation and generating income, I guess I'm also engaging investors to for my next round to somehow grow my operations. That allows me to take in more projects every month and also for overseas market expansion. So if there's any listener out there that's an investor, please contact me.
Okay, and speaking of investment, I believe you said back in May last year again that Sound Eye was closing a Series A funding round with a corporate partner in Japan. Now, you mentioned that the firm is sort of low on capital injections. Mm-hmm. Why is that the case? You mentioned about working with government agencies, you mentioned about being on the list whereby, you know, aged care facilities, they can seek your services. So what is it in this entire journey that you felt that could have been done better to ensure better capital injection?
So let's answer the question related to the investment first. So the deal didn't go through because both parties can't agree on the terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. For me, I'd rather do the right way than the easy way. We are still looking for investors right now. With the fresh funding, we hope to grow our operation that allows us to take more business and overseas market expansion. So the journey working together with the agencies, I think there's ups and downs. I think this applies to any social enterprise or business. I still remember when I tell everyone that I'm going to use sound and lights to monitor everyone's safety, everyone was thinking that I'm crazy. So I didn't get much grants. I didn't get any collaboration. I have to use my own resources. Mm-hmm. I have to use my own money to come out a prototype as soon as possible. I still recall that after we completed the first prototype, the performance is still about 70-80% accuracy rate. While the National Healthcare Agency saw what we're doing, they take interest. That's when they inject some money to deploy our solution into the community care facility. So through that engagement, everything just blew. The accuracy starts to increase. The solution starts to work, etc. We understand what happens in the real world, what's the problem, how to fix it, etc. I guess it is a painful process that when you have a crazy thought and some people don't believe in you. But I guess once you do the right thing and it works, everything will fall in place. I guess Singapore is still a very good startup ecosystem to work on innovation. But of course, you have to work hard on that.
And don't mind me asking this since we're on the topic. I'm sure things are not easy as an entrepreneur. But when we look at working or getting investors on board, you mentioned that the deal didn't go through. Is it because you're seeking too high a valuation, or is it because the firm is not an industry that's relatively, inverted commas, sexy enough, you know, like Web3, AI, and etc.? What do you think, in your opinion, is the reason that it didn't go through?
Well, I guess investors always his own point of view of right now, it is the time to get the best deal out from any startups. I guess there's no right or wrong, but on the startup's point of view, we try to think a bit further ahead. If I take this deal with the clauses related to the dividend, the interest, the clawback, etc., is it going to be is it going to affect my next round? So I guess, as mentioned, there's no right or wrong. Everyone has his own opinion and his own KPI to achieve as well. Hence, someone was thinking, hey, for the longer term and for the better future, we might as well find a better deal in the upcoming days.
Do you think that given the ideas you have and how novel it is, perhaps, the runway for investors to cash out, or the ROI perhaps, doesn't cross their hurdle rate?
I think that is a good point as well. So Sunlight, as mentioned, we are a social enterprise. We focus on aged care and healthcare. Normally for aged care and healthcare, it is a long tail game. It is not going to be a unicorn within the next 1 or 2 years. Part of the reason is because we have to collaborate with agencies at the national level to bring our solution across the nationwide. Hence, that's why that's such a long we require such a long time
gestation period
of time to make it work. So I guess for me, I'm looking for investors that is willing to work with SoundEye for a very long time, and hopefully, who knows, probably it's a CVC corporate venture that might be related to this healthcare and aged care kind of a domain. If things work out and our solution is amazing, probably they can acquire SoundEye in the in the long term. Yeah.
Okay, I can see your exit plan as well. And let's take a look at something more exciting, Yelki. Business Research Insights estimates the global sound recognition market to be at $355 million or so in 2021. Expects it to reach a whopping $16.1 billion by 2031. Now, how far do you agree with this assessment? And looking at how SoundEye is bootstrapping and getting projects one by one with the relatively smaller team, what do you think is the growth trajectory like for the firm?
Yes, I believe sound recognition market has a potential. For SoundEye, sound recognition has been a pivotal kind of a technology in the early days, but along the way, we combined sound with the depth imaging, which is a laser sensor. However, based on my own perspective on this market, we're looking beyond that. Mm-hmm. We're looking into the aged care, healthcare, and the surveillance market that is worth more than the sound recognition market alone. So with the new fresh of fundings, I guess, I'm hoping to grow the company as much as I can beyond Singapore as well. The accumulative revenue that we're looking at probably is about 40 million in the next 5 or 6 years in Asia Pacific. That's the market size.
Okay.
So the number will be higher if I hit all the technology roadmap that I have for the next few years. Unknown to many, almost every quarterly Sawai will have new innovation, new features. It's either on the hardware or the software that will really benefit the customers as well as the beneficiaries as well. I operate somewhat like a mini research institute, but the only difference is we need to crunch out the products and the features within a few months. We only have a few months. We can't spend more time beyond that. Even if someone would like to copy our solution, I guess they're going to have a hard time because we keep moving the needle and keep innovating as well.
So given that pace of innovation and given the relatively leaner team, right, and the number of projects you can take on, and also, of course, capital injection, where do you think growth will be like, or what do you think is the growth rate like for SoundEye, and when can it break even in your opinion?
We're expecting to break even probably in the next 1 or 2 years because what's going to be different is in the next few months, you'll hear an announcement from a national level public housing agency about our solutions to the consumer. Plus, we're also expanding to other countries because during the pandemic, this has really derailed all of the overseas market expansion plans. Market in Singapore, as much as it is a good place to develop, validate, and kickstart everything. But I guess a market like Japan, Australia, China, etc., the market size there easily is at least 20 times much larger than Singapore. So I guess if we play the cards properly, like collaborating with local business partners in every country, we bring value not just to the partners, but to the customers and the beneficiaries. I think I don't see the reason why someone won't grow at that kind of exponential rate.
Okay. And since you talked about the different markets, Japan, China, Australia, seems like bright spots there as well. China in January just unveiled a plan for its silver economy too. So tell us more about the opportunities you see in the various markets and the near to midterm then.
So over the past few years, thanks to our customers and collaborators with the national, at the national level, our technology has matured, validated, achieved high accuracy, high technology readiness level, and currently we're generating revenue in Singapore as well. So the next thing is all about scaling the business. So we're looking into how can we install Lasso within a few minutes, because right now the device has to be installed on the ceiling with the cabling and wiring that will take more time than needed. I still recall, in the hospital setting, even if you want to drill 3 holes on the ceiling, we have to get approval from the facility management, the nursing directing, the nurse department, and the infection control department as well. So just to get 3 holes drilled, you need about 2 months. So that really delayed the entire business operation. So that's why we're looking into different ways how we can deploy the device without drilling. We have made good progress. We're working with a healthcare agency on that. We also have patented the ideas of placing the sensors directly onto the bed, wheelchair, or use other forms, other ways of installing as well. We also started a project with another hospital recently. Mm. I can't say what, but this is going to be a game changer. So we are always moving the needle. We're always trying to find ways how to scale the business as much as we can. On the other hand, fall detection and prevention is just a beginning. Mm. In fact, this is not my end game. Mm. My end game is right now we are able to detect a person standing, sitting, lying on the bed, lying on the floor, walking, etc. All this body posture is possible for us to classify and detect. So what we're trying to do here is if we are able to classify all your body posture, what you're doing back home, we're probably able to do data mining and understand your living behavior, your health condition. Mm. So all this information can be passed to a doctor. Mm. And the doctor will be able to come up, devise our healthcare intervention plans, hopefully to enhance the population's health as well. Mm. So I guess silver generation is just part of the game. We're looking beyond that because if we focus our focus is too narrow, we will lose a lot of our business opportunities. I think just now I mentioned about understanding how your living behavior at home without intruding anyone's privacy. In fact, I can sell this data to insurance company, national statistics, agencies, etc. Mm-hmm. In other words, we can monetize the data as well.
Mm. And just to say that it is also kept in, how should I put it, in the anonymous form of data. Mm-hmm. Now, before we let you go, Yauki, very quickly, you talked about some game changers, some announcements coming up. What are some future plans for Sound Eye for the year of 2024 in Asia or in Singapore?
Okay, there's 7 things I hope to achieve this year. Number one, finish all the backlog and projects and orders in Singapore because we do have people queuing up.
Okay, that's good.
Apologize to all the customers there. Two, raise at least $2 million of investment for us to grow the operations and expand to overseas as well. Three, continue to innovate every quarterly. That will generate impact. Four, scale our business 100 times faster by making
100 times faster.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if it takes 2 weeks just to get 3 holes drilled, and if I can do it within 3 minutes of installation, that's more than 100 times faster. Mm-hmm. That's 100
okay,
times
so
faster.
Okay, so that's the 100 times faster you're referring to. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Five, yeah. To start generating substantial amount of revenue, not just in Singapore, but in Japan. Of course, hopefully in Australia as well. Six, roll out our solution to consumer and hope we can save at least one life per day. Mm. Finally, I think this is the hardest one. I really pray everyone in Singapore will set aside their own agenda and collaborate to achieve just one thing. Mm-hmm. That is really to improve the quality of life for our society.
Mm. Wow, lots of exciting plans, ambitious ones too for the year of 2024. Sounds like a very lengthy to-do list. Well, thanks a lot, Yauki. That was Yauki Tan, CEO at SoundEye. Thank you very much for joining us on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.